Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Diane M. Wormsley, a parent, grandparent, and former director of admissions with the City University of New York. She brings 35 years of experience to the topic of college admission planning. She has poured this wealth of experience into her soon-to-be-released book, Cash Poor or College? The Essential Guide to College Admissions for Teens and Their Parents. So welcome, Diane. Thank you for being here.
I'm delighted to join you, and thank you for having me.
Well, this is becoming a pretty popular question that families are facing as their children head towards college age and get into this process of applying and so on. Is college worth it? And what should parents be discussing with their children? Because with the loans and the debt that and the unemployment rate in that age group for graduates, it's looking like a losing proposition.
Okay, I'm so glad that you asked that question. And certainly since 2008, when the bottom dropped out of the economy, everyone got a little skittish about whether this was a proposition that they should undertake. I can tell you that over the course of a working lifetime, which is generally thought to be about 40 years, college graduates fare far better than those who do not have a college degree, even with the ups and downs of recessions that they would see along the way. So is college worth it? Absolutely it is. I could also go on to say that over the course of a working lifetime, it ensures that students will have better career opportunities available to them, and they will have better salary advancement as well. So yes, college is the way to go.
So there may be some rough patches in the beginning, but it's all worth it in the end. In the long run, overall, it's worth it.
Absolutely, it's worth it. One illustration is that, and this is a sexy number that teens particularly like to hear, and that is that college grads can expect to earn about $1 million more in their working lifetimes over those students who just have a high school diploma.
Mm. All right. Well, now, parents, they'll probably like to hear that and say their investment, if they're helping their children out, is totally worth it.
Absolutely.
But what are the things that the parents can do as their kids are getting ready for their college years in high school? What are the three top actions that they can take to help prepare?
My number one is to set expectations high. I cannot tell you how important this really is, that parents signal to their teens that they have the expectation that they will go to college. And then following that, they need to hold their teens' feet to the fire by holding them accountable for the work that they do throughout high school. I just, as a rule of thumb, kind of set a minimum bar at an academic standard of 80, which signals to the teen that they should be performing at least at that level, certainly much higher, but they certainly should not be falling below it. Not every subject is going to be, you know, a particularly strong subject for a student, but 80 is a good, reasonable number as a benchmark of a minimum standard. Of course, we want them up there in the 90s so that they can qualify not only for college, but any number of scholarships that are out there for them as well. So that would be number one. Number two, parents should insist that their teen complete what we call a college prep program. Now, that's an insider term. But all parents need to know, and in my book, I illustrate exactly what this program is. But a parent simply needs to signal to the academic counselor that they meet with in the high school, I want my child on the path to college So I need them taking a college prep program. And this is a compilation of a number of academic courses that they complete along the way in high school to ensure that they are going to be, that they are going to qualify for college admissions and that they're going to do well once there. So that's number two, to insist on a college prep program. Number three, and this is little thought of, but number three is to utilize summers in a way that provides enrichment to the teen's experience. Summer's a great time for relaxation and for having fun, and all of that is good. But we can also build in as parents some enriching kinds of experiences that allow the teen to explore careers, to expand on their talents and abilities, and also to investigate colleges, which can be right in their very area. It's easy enough to call a college admissions office to find out when they're hosting tours, and they do that extensively during the summer. And to have the teen take a campus tour is a great idea. So those would be at least three actions that I would recommend strongly to parents.
So great. So you have set expectations high. You have, you know, use your summers for enrichment and get your child on a course for college prep classes. Get them all ready to go for college prep. So great. Those are three very good actions for parents to be aware of as their kids go through high school. Now, what is that one little known fact that parents should be aware of?
Ah, yes, yes. This is this stunning fact. And that is the role that mathematics plays in the overall scheme, especially concerning readiness for college. Studies have shown repeatedly that for students who, the more math that they take in high school, the more likely that they will, number one, go on to college, and two, do extremely well and graduate from college. So it's an investment to ensure that students do not shy away from math, that they take as much math as they can while in high school. It has even been proven that the stronger the math background a student has, when they enter the job market, their earnings tend to be higher. And we believe this is the case because they are more competitive. They're going for the more competitive careers. So their salaries even outstretch their counterparts who do not have as much math in their background. A cautionary note, I always say to parents, even if they themselves have not had good math experiences while they were in school, they need to sit on that and not signal to their teen that they have any math phobia whatsoever. Let the teen address math as they do any other subject and you know, give them the confidence that they will do well and thrive.
And Diane, we're bumping up against the clock here, but I didn't want to leave our listeners without this. So if you could let them know, what are some ways that families can reduce the need for student loans? And we'll leave you with that.
Okay, so this, I'll be somewhat brief on this. Number one is to attend a college or university within the home state. Colleges charge tuitions based on their in-state students and their out-of-state students. So in-state students have a more reduced tuition rate. That's something to be mindful. And if one is going out-of-state, they're going to be charged, meet a surcharge for being an out-of-state student. So number one is to stay in the state. Number two would be to attend a public college versus a private college. Public institutions' tuitions are much more affordable than those that one would meet at a private institution. So that's number two. And number three would be to consider utilizing a strategy that's becoming popular whereby students start at a two-year college, complete an associate's degree at a perhaps a public two-year institution, and then look to move on to a four-year institution. Two-year college tuitions are more reduced than our four-year institutions. So those would be three ways.
Oh, really great stuff, Diane. I want to let our listeners know that if you'd like to learn more, you can visit Diane Wormsley's website at EssentialCollegeGuide.com, and there you'll learn more about her upcoming book, Cash Poor or College. You can also connect with Diane on LinkedIn and Facebook at facebook.com/GoCollegeGo. Thank you, Diane, for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.